Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hurts. Under center on first down. He pitches it out to Barkley. Takes off to the outside. He's at the 50. He's at the 40. He's at the 30. He's going to go. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Saquon Barkley. 60 yards on his opening touch.
He touched it, and he took it to the house. It's as simple as that.
Well, just an incredible way for the Eagles to get that game going yesterday. As Ray Diddy said, it was play two in the 1980 NFC Championship game when Wilbert scored. Of course, we don't really want to think about it was play two when Deuce scored in 0-2, but, you know, Eagles lost that game. But play one certainly worked. And it was still hanging in the balance until a certain part of the second quarter. And then when Jalen hit A.J. Brown on the 4th and 5, you know, the floodgates opened from there. And the Eagles just... phenomenal job. We celebrate with you today. And obviously, as we get deeper into this week and next week, we'll start talking more and more about the Eagles and the Chiefs. Eagles open up as a 1.5 underdog to KC, but today largely about yesterday and the season that has been so far. We welcome an Eagles legend. Big old smile on his face, obviously, with the Bird success. Seth is one of the most proud Eagles alums I know. Really proud to wear that big Eagles E on his chest. And Seth, what a great day for you and the alums, and congrats to you as a great Bird man. And I know it's a big time day.
Thanks, man. It's incredible. But I can't say I didn't expect for it.
Yeah, you called it.
You called it right away.
You really did, man. Just,
snowball's chance in hell.
Yeah. And you just said, hey, you know, it hung in the balance. That game was never hanging in the balance. Never. It just never was. You know, between losing Jalen in week 16 and losing C.J. Gardner-Johnson, that's where that game was headed in week 16 before we lost those two players. So to be able to get them back with the extra motivation about, you know, what was going on down in Washington. And, you know, Jalen said some things yesterday, man, that really made me think about how he's been used all season long.
What struck you?
He said, I think, what did he say?
Straight jacket?
Yeah.
Let me get my straight jacket off.
Let me out of the straight jacket.
That's pretty darn telling, man.
You think he was frustrated?
Man, he took a lot of crap all year long.
Yeah, yeah.
And if they made the decision after the bye to put him in a straight jacket and run the football, you know, he took a lot of undue criticism all season long that he didn't necessarily, because what he did yesterday, stepped up and showed that he could get the job done throwing the ball when he needed to get it done. When everybody else didn't believe he can do it, 28 for 248 yards, a touchdown, and 3 rushing touchdowns. Come on, what else? What other quarterback in the National Football League outperformed him yesterday? When are we gonna start talking about Josh Allen not being able to close the deal against Mahomes? How many is that? 5 in a row in the playoffs that he's lost to him. So, I mean, I was watching ESPN last week, and it really pissed me off because they were like, oh, which quarterback has the most to lose over championship weekend? Oh, Jalen Hurts, you know, he may lose the locker, Mr. Cam Newton. You know, the whole thing with Joe Witt and Stephen A. being okay with that. oh, you know that I admire that. I'm like, dude, really? Really? I smell fear, Joe Witt Jr. That's what I smell. When a coach comes out and says something like that, John midweek, I smell fear. Because what you didn't want Jalen to do is run the football that helps open up the Saquon.
Sure did.
And opens up everything else. So if he just sits there in that pocket like a scared little duck, it makes your job easier. Take your ass back to D.C.
Love it.
That was good. That was good, man. Seth, what? Go ahead, John.
What about the linebacker playing this one?
Oren Burks has, and John, I've been saying, you know, he needs time. Because when I saw him play, I don't know what's going on with my voice this morning. Too much celebration last night. Huh?
You're getting emotional.
No, it ain't that.
No, that's not it.
Just partying.
Just a late night.
I did have a few last night.
That's good.
You know, when he was with San Francisco, he stepped in and he played really, really well for them. And when I heard that they signed him, I was really excited because, you know, I felt like we've got so much talent at linebacker now. Now the competition could be off the charts, you know. And to just see him fade and not even ever really be in the mix, but now that he's been forced into playing like he was in San Francisco, you know, 2 weeks of practice, 2 weeks of playing time, he's coming around.
Yeah.
Really coming. And Zach Bond is just, I love the recognition he's getting.
Me too.
And off the ball linebacker in the conversation for defensive player of the year. Like, I never realized I got one vote in 91, and I came in fifth.
So that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
It's for this kid to be doing what he's doing, you know. I mean, we haven't had a linebacker with these kind of credentials in so long.
It's so strange to be a linebacker and be able to run a 4.3 also, though. I mean, that really is. I guess that's where the game is going now. Like, where
it's really a 4.2. I mean
a 4.3 in the 40.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it is a nickel 42.
Yes.
Yeah. But with DeGene as our
know the crazy thing about
additional
it, though, John,
linebacker.
I kind of get the sense that we're seeing a shift as far as the run game is concerned, which is going to require
heavier linebackers.
Defenses,
no question.
To get bigger linebackers.
DNs.
And then the chess match and the strategy ratchets up another level.
Yeah.
You're going to see it with the draft this year. You're going to see bigger guys drafted earlier than they would have been, I think.
You're going to see running backs getting paid. Yeah. You're going to see running backs getting drafted higher.
It may take another year, one more year, you know, in order to get fully there. But then the chess match ramps up.
It's good for football. It got out of whack.
No,
it's just good.
No doubt about it. But the chess match ramps up. Chess match ramps up because now, you know, when you go these bigger linebackers, the reason they went smaller because these guys need to be faster and be able to operate in space. You go bigger, now you got slower linebackers that's not so nimble in space, and the chess match that goes on between the OC and the DC.
Yeah, it's great stuff. All right, Seth with us in studio. Reminder, the app, the Odyssey app, where you can hear all of our content, not only live, but also back. So if you're about to go into work, or maybe you're Seltzer, someone right now might be 12 minutes late to work, right? But they're about to go inside. My point
is, it's an okay day to be late to work.
If you're about to have to turn us off, hey, listen, Odyssey app. Listen to us later. It's all there. This hour with Seth, all the guests we have all week, it should be something, which will include Jaws tomorrow and Brandon Graham tomorrow and probably Nick Sirianni tomorrow, amongst others. All right, to the phones, 215-592-9494. On a great day, let's talk to Violet. Good morning, Violet.
Hi, guys. Oh, my God, I'm so excited I got through.
Good for you,
What's
Violet.
Up, Violet?
Oh, my God, you guys, I am so, I can't even, oh, my God, I'm like almost in tears. I'm so happy, not for me as a fan. I am so happy for this team because I cannot imagine the work, the dedication, what it takes to get to this point. And Jalen, oh, my God, I know I was one that was saying through the weeks, don't hold the ball. Don't take a safety. My God, he had the most incredible freaking game of his life.
Yeah,
I knew it was in there. I knew it was there. That freaking Super Bowl appearance that he made was not a fluke, baby. He is, oh my God. Go Eagles! Woo! I did the freaking Eagles chant this morning.
All right, Violet, hold on. Give me an Eagles chant. Let's go, Violet. Give me your best Eagles chant.
Woo!
Give me one.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Good call, Violet. Good stuff. Thank you for the phone call. We appreciate that. Let's get to Gino in Northeast Philly. Northeast Philly was rocking last night. What's going on, Gino?
Good morning, guys. How you doing? Good morning,
great,
Seth.
Gino.
It's pretty cool to have Seth on the phone because, 27 years season ticket holder. I was at the game last night, and whenever they win these big games lately, first thing I think about is my dad. My dad passed away in 2016. He was a fireman, Vietnam veteran. Just a great all around dude, and he made me an Eagles fan. And he didn't get to see us go to these three, since this is the success we've had since 2017,
Gino, these moments are always very special for that reason. It's a very common theme every time one of our teams gets this far, and it doesn't happen that often, but it's a big theme. Yep. It resonates with me. My father died when I was young. My brother died 5 years ago. I got to watch that Super Bowl 7 years ago with my mom, who was in her mid-70s at the time, still alive. It's very meaningful. Very meaningful.
Well, the first game he ever took me to, Seth scored a touchdown and saluted a Jerome Brown sign in the end zone.
Was it the let me take a guess. Was it the when he picked off Salisbury with one-hand catch?
Yes.
Good man.
Yes, that was
nice
the first
job,
game I ever
Seth.
Went to. My dad took me.
The left
you got good hands like
it was
that?
The left hand one hand interception.
It was a lefty one.
It was bad ass.
Take that, Sean Salisbury.
Every time I see
can
him,
can I just say one more? Can I just have one more comment about Jalen?
That's awesome.
Please do. Go ahead.
I was so happy for Jalen because I was so happy for Jalen. This guy takes so much criticism, and I get it. The numbers aren't always great, blah blah blah. But the guy just wins, and you know what? The guy doesn't care about his stats. He just will do whatever it takes for the team to win. And I was so happy for him. I was so happy that Sirianni and him had that moment on the thing together because they had their little problems and whatever it is. But it was just great, guys. It was great.
It was phenomenal.
Listen, like you guys said, I want the Chiefs. I want the Chiefs because I want to be the team that beat Brady and beat Mahomes.
It would be an incredible achievement. I mean, Eli Manning only beat Brady.
But Brady's the only one to beat Mahomes in a Super Bowl.
Brady is the only one to beat Mahomes. Yeah. That's right.
It's our time, guys. It really feels like there's a changing of the guard going on.
I'll just say this.
I don't want to get ahead of myself.
I'm picking the Eagles, okay? But I beg you to not just assume the Eagles are going to win.
Yeah, we did that in 2022.
We
did. It didn't go great.
I mean, the Chiefs are very legit. And Mahomes is extraordinarily legit. So, all right, Seth, you're shaking your head. Go ahead.
Here you guys go with the negativity again.
Well, it's not negativity.
I think they're going to win.
City,
they're going to win,
what
Seth.
Is Kansas City this year? 18-1 when they try this year?
John, you would think all that we've been through this year, James, Joe, you think that everything that we've been
I'm picking
through,
them to win, Seth. What are you talking
also?
About,
I'm just
man?
Saying,
I just said the Chiefs are good.
I don't
I'm not
assume,
saying it's a roll.
Because I assumed 2 years ago Eagles going to win.
Yeah, I made a mistake 2 years ago.
Too much so.
Listen,
I think they're going to win.
I do not give a rat's ass about Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Amen.
I really don't.
You should, though.
I don't. I'm not saying that I'm taking them lightly, or I'm not saying that I disrespect them. I do not care about them. You understand what I'm saying? And when you play football, that has to be your mentality. If you go out there with any kind of apprehension about how great that guy is, I don't care how great Patrick Mahomes is. I'm trying to hurt him today.
Sure.
Because he's in the way of something that I desire.
But we're viewing it as a fan. Like we're
I
not.
Like
I'm not playing in the game.
That,
I'm not playing in the game.
We are trying to hurt him today. That's a great way to put it.
I view it like the Eagles are going up against Michael Jordan. That's how I view it. And so, you can lose to Michael Jordan.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but you know what? I feel the same way I felt last week when I said that I'm not going to go that far because it caused a you-know-what storm all
week. Fluffle?
Yeah. No, not really. Not really, because I was a little bit apprehensive as the week began to go on because I got into Twitter wars with Commanders fan, the guy from the CommandersSI.com, you know, wrote a story last week. So I'm like, man, if these guys don't go out here and win this game, you know, I can't hide. I'm going to have to step up, you know, and hear this. But, yeah. you know, now all those people, they got, you know, a mouthful of cornbread. They ain't saying nothing right now. You know, they've turned into Casper the Ghost and disappeared. Yeah. So I'm not going to go that far, but I'm going to say I expect for the Eagles to win this football game.
I do, too.
I really
and we're
do.
Hot. We are the hot team.
And we're better. We're more talented.
Points. We've got a better roster. Yeah, I know Andy Reid is incredible, and Spags is going to zero blitz us when it's timely.
So send them the good, positive vibes. Let's not sit here and talk about if or what may happen or none of that stuff. Let's just be confident about it because, you know, that kind of energy coming from the city only bodes well, you know, for the players, in my opinion.
All right.
And this is, and in a lot of ways, this is what I'm talking about, what I was saying a couple of weeks ago about being grateful for the moment and also enjoying the moment.
Sure.
You know,
yeah.
we've got to enjoy this moment.
I agree.
We got 2 weeks. We should.
Because we were try. Here.
I am.
We were here 2 weeks, two years ago,
right.
and it didn't go that well.
Yeah.
Previous to that, we were there 5 years. You know, so this isn't something that happens every single year.
Right.
So when a team is on a run like this team, 17-3, you have to enjoy the moment.
I agree.
You have to be grateful for the moment because it doesn't happen that often.
No, well said. All right, let's listen to how it went down on the stage last night when the Eagles won the game, and then Terry Bradshaw with Nick Foles, with Jeffrey Lurie, with Nick Sirianni, and with Jalen Hurts. Here's the trophy presentation once again.
Congratulations. Now to present the George S. Halas Award, emblematic of the NFC champions, a great Eagle, Nick Foles, were delivered to Jeffrey Lurie, the owner.
We have the best owner in sports right here, Mr. Lurie. On behalf of the National Football League, it is my honor to present the George Halas Trophy to the National Football Conference champions, our Philadelphia Eagles.
Hey. Owner Lurie, you've owned this team for 30 years, ever since 1994, I believe it was.
Yeah.
How unexpected is this for this team that you own to go to the Super Bowl 59 in New Orleans?
Well, it's kind of expected, I think.
Oh, okay, good.
You know
expected.
What? Yeah. I mean, the most unselfish, humble group of players. Coaches led by Nick, Howie and his staff. I mean, the best fans in the world. It's a pretty strong cocktail. I like that cocktail.
Congratulations. See you in New Orleans.
Great to be back, and we're there to win it.
Nick Sirianni, head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. Come here. You know, we talked about this game coming in. Neither one of your teams, this team, your team, or Washington, they did not turn the ball over today. You created all four turnovers and all scored touchdowns after every one of them. What does that say about your football team?
Yeah, first and foremost, everything good in our life comes from God, so thank God for that.
How about our quarterback?
How about your quarterback?
He's a stud.
He is a stud.
I knew he was going to play that way. I knew it. Don't doubt him. All he does is win.
Fabulous. Nick Sirianni. And then, of course, Jalen, take that trophy. Come over here. Golly, I didn't know. I thought you had a bad leg, bub, but you seem to be feeling pretty good out there today. Three rushing touchdowns, one passing. Nothing unexpected from you. You expected that kind of performance today, didn't you?
Well, we took it a play at a time. You know, I can't do any of those things without the guys around me, the preparation we put in, the run it's been. We got to finish it.
Well, the last time I saw you, we were in the Super Bowl. I'll see you down in New Orleans. Thank you very much, Jay.
Good to see you again. Thank you.
All right, Eagle fans, I'll see you in New Orleans.
Tremendous, really tremendous right there. Again, as I mentioned earlier, the only thing that bummed me out is that Howie never gets to speak in a moment like that. I just don't know how you skip the general manager. I mean, he puts the team together, and they just always skip him. I think it's outrageous.
Owner Lurie did an incredible job for the
Owner Lurie.
I know, really. Jeffrey did a wonderful job, and the fact that he brought it back at the end, we're there to win it and all that. The Owner Lurie thing just really gets
and it,
me.
It looked, the pants. Howie will get his flowers because he's going to win GM of the year again.
He won't because the guy from Detroit won it, but I think he deserves it.
Oh, that's a damn shame.
Yeah.
You know, you take a team that collapsed last year. And
so it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
All of a sudden, you get them back to this point. I think, you know, sometimes I believe, you know, those awards that they give away just on the regular season needs to be extended into the offseason.
I think so, too. I wish they were.
Yeah.
Owner Jones in Dallas.
GM
Jones.
Has he
ever been called Owner Jones?
Owner Jones and GM Jones.
He is the gift that keeps on giving. He really is.
They're a mess. They're a mess down there.
They are.
215-592.
Head coach Schottenheimer.
Shoddy.
I think he thought he was getting Marty.
Yeah, man, I loved Marty, but the son.
I'm sorry, did I say that?
Yeah, I know what you're saying there, Seth. I understand.
God rest Marty's soul.
Oh, I loved Marty. All right, coming up, more with Seth plus Times Yours, which should be electric the day after the Eagles advance to the Super Bowl. Seth has a big old grin on his face.
Hey, man, listen.
This is good memories.
James. I get it, man, but this is not my generation. What is he saying?
It doesn't matter, man.
This is the Eagles Super Bowl anthem, man. 2017.
This is when they won.
Dreams and nightmares.
Yeah, this is
what they came out of the tunnel to.
Absolutely.
It's still same thing, man. I mean, like, give me.
Look, I'm with you.
Give me some rap that I can
understand. I'll take Biggie or Tupac over that any day. I'm with you. Don't get me wrong. Leave me a little Nas or something.
All right, let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day. So obviously that song was the song in 2017. The only time the Eagles won the Super Bowl. Of course, they're going for their fifth championship. We should never forget they won three pre-Super Bowl. By the way, I'll just say this quickly. I hope the Green Bay Packers of the Lombardi era 60s get a little love this weekend. Because all the talk about how Casey's going for the first three-peat in Super Bowl era. Let's not act like there's never been three in a row.
That's a really good point.
I mean, Lombardi won three. Went three straight.
What, they win six total straight?
Five out of, I think, eight years, something like that.
How many teams were in existence then when they were winning?
Yeah. Oh, a lot less. Maybe 16 or so. A lot less.
I mean,
anyway.
That does make a difference, too.
It does. I just want to point out that, you know. All right.
Different time. Vastly different time.
For sure. But, I mean, he was kicking ass. I mean, they won five Super Bowls. It's five championships.
There's a reason the trophy's named after him.
You're correct. Yeah. All right. Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin is offering huge savings on every leftover 2024 Chevrolet remaining in inventory. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. John, here's the poll question. Who should be the betting favorite in Super Bowl 59? We know the Chiefs are. They're a point-and-a-half favorite. Who should be? How do you think people assess that question today online?
Well, I'm going to guess the fact that we scored 55, it really influences this outcome. It wasn't even close for us, the Chiefs. It was a battle. I'm going to say 75% feel like we should be the favorite.
61% say the Eagles. A lot of respect, though, from the local populace voting on that. 39% say the Chiefs. James, I need a prediction from you. We got 13 days till kickoff. What will the line be 10 minutes before kickoff?
It's a great question. I think it's going to creep closer to the Eagles, but I don't know if it goes past the number. Like, I don't think it'll go off as a pick 'em because I don't think any Super Bowl ever has. But I think it's going to be close to that, like maybe a half point, something like that. It's going to stay close, I think.
By the way, with the NFL back in New Orleans, the lights aren't going to go out this Super Bowl, right?
I hope not.
Just want to make sure.
No.
That was unbelievable. Was it about 10 years ago?
San Fran? All I'm worried about is that the field should be fine.
Yes. Yeah. Boy, Seth, how irate would you be if you were a team leading and the lights go out for 45 minutes? That was outrageous. I mean, really, that was unbelievable that happened.
Yeah, it was. It was just nonsense. But, you know, it is now called the Caesars Superdome. You know, so if the score kind of gets out of whack.
Oh, boy. I get it. All right, we're going to get to the Merrill montage of how it sounded yesterday. Let's get to the phones, though, before that, and time's yours. Ron in West Philadelphia. Ron, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, morning team. How's everybody feeling?
Super.
So excited, Ron. Really excited. Good.
I am too. I want to say hello to Rhea, Salsa,
hello.
John, Joe, Seth. It's an honor to be on with you because you usually have the same points that I want to make or try to make. Thank you so much. But here's my issue today. The Eagles are fantastic. But Joe DeCamber.
Ron in West Philly. Yes, sir.
You're perfect in the hammer, but you're not eating enough crow for me today. You're not eating that humble pie because you're one of those doubters that Seth was talking about, who says that Jalen can't do it and he can't do it. He won't be here in the next 2 years. But you're admitting today that he had a great game.
Great game.
But you're not eating enough crow.
Well, we'll get to it as we're getting deeper in the week.
But not that he's a great player.
Look, I'm not gonna jump from where I was to all of a sudden he's way better than I thought. I'm not gonna do that, Ron, because, you know, I don't think he's way better than I thought. Is he better than I thought? Yes. Is it in there that he can play great? Absolutely. And I knew that, but I hadn't seen it often. I mean, would you acknowledge, Ron, it was the best game he's played this year, meaning the other 17 or 18 were lesser games? Would you acknowledge that?
I would acknowledge that, but some of us knew that was in there. Some of us didn't have any doubts that he could ever do that. You always present this information like he can't do it, he'll never do it, and you didn't have faith in him.
I'll say this: I never said he can't, and I never said he wouldn't. But I was skeptical of the degree to which he would do it consistently. So, look, we'll get into it more as the week goes on. No question. I know there's a lot of people like Seth that want to bite my face off. I respect that. I got it. I'll deal with it.
No, hey, listen, the truth, the truth is the truth. You know, nobody needs to, like, bring it out, but, you know, people want it. You know, when you're wrong, people want you to eat crow. And this is the other thing I'm going to say about Jalen Hurst.
Real quick, so before you say that, Ron, let me just say I appreciate your call. I totally respect your call. We'll get into it more as the week goes on. Thanks for the call, buddy. Go ahead, Seth.
What a lot of people don't give Jalen Hurts a lot of credit for, you keep hearing, oh, he can't read defenses, he can't do that. What people don't realize is that 85% of the success that the Eagles have on the offensive side of the ball is done at the line of scrimmage by Jalen Hurts while he's checking.
Every single play.
I mean, when I'm looking at the NFL, and people don't, when you're typecast in a certain role in a lot of ways, oh, he's a running quarterback. He's carried by the offensive line and this running back.
The personnel around him.
Yes. People begin to lose sight of really what the hell they're looking at, you know. But when you have an eye to watch the game and you're watching the little small details of the game, and I'm watching him at the line of scrimmage, you know, when Saquon Barkley, you know, last week before he rips off the 78-yarder is having that conversation, he's asking Jalen, am I lined up right?
Yeah.
What are we doing here? Okay. And people are not giving him enough credit. Because trust me, if it was Josh Allen, if it was Patrick Mahomes, oh, he's such a great field general.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we give this guy his due? Because I'm telling you right now, if you really watch the game in-depthly, a lot of what they do is at the line of scrimmage. And guess who's making the check?
Yeah, no, I agree with you on that. He has been underappreciated in that regard. I agree with that entirely.
By you.
No, I agree with that.
I'm telling you right now, what he's doing is phenomenal. Because the majority of the quarterbacks in the National Football League, listen, Jared Goff got traded for the same, because he couldn't do what Jalen Hurts is doing at the line of scrimmage. And the fact that I'll give you of that is, you remember there was a Sunday night game when they had Jared Goff mic'd up. And Sean McVay, you could hear his voice because he had him mic'd up. And Sean McVay was telling him what to do. Now, you got a $40, $50 million quarterback. And the head coach, they come out early in the play clock so that they could look at the defense and he could tell him what to run, okay? And they caught it on the mic. And I said right then and there, the minute that they break the huddle, they need to cut the transmission off. But they got to 15 seconds in the clock where the coach can actually talk. Because if you're making $50 million a year and you can't figure out what the hell to do, the coach got to tell you from the sideline, they were like a college team. They would line up and he would clap one time and everybody would look to the sideline. That's why Sean McVay got rid of his ass, because he knew he couldn't win a Super Bowl with a quarterback that he had to tell to do that.
Well, that's how Belichick beat him, right? Belichick waited until after he couldn't talk to him and then changed his defense, right?
Absolutely.
Good call, James.
And what we don't realize is what we have, the special quarterback we have. We sit here and we bitch and complain about Jalen can't do this and he can't. Let's talk about what he can do. What he can do is he can win, damn it. What he can do is he can take a team to a Super Bowl two times.
Yeah.
Okay?
Get you in the right play. The very first game play from scrimmage, he moved it to the toss crack. You know, he moved it to the quarterback draw with Saquon lead blocking for him. And it really is. Every single play, he's making that pull read decision.
And I want to talk about it here, John, because you know what? Even on the national level, no one's going to give him credit for that. No one's going to give him props or kudos for that. But I see it with my own eyes. And what I want to do is bring light to that fact that he's not only a great athlete, but he's a great football mind. Yeah. And Nick Sirianni said it last night, I wouldn't want to have any other quarterback leading my team than Jalen Hurts. That speaks volumes, man.
All right, that's Seth, and that's strong. I like it. All right, I also like how the whole game went yesterday. Let's condense it into about a three-minute montage. Now, Seltzer, I need you to make a call here. We got three versions today. We have
a fourth version here.
Okay, so here's what we got. James, you make the call which one we're going to air. Version one was a song they were rocking out to in the locker room after the game. Version two, we got the Rocky music. Version three, we got NFL Films music. Version four, I don't know what music.
Well, let's roll the dice with four, I think, right?
Okay, four it is. Let's hear how it sounded yesterday. We're going to need a montage. Ooh, it takes a montage.
For the ninth time, the Philadelphia Eagles are playing in the NFC Championship game and looking for their fifth trip to the Super Bowl. Hurts under center on first down. He pitches it out to Barkley. Takes off to the outside. He's at the 50. He's at the 40. He's at the 30. He's going to go. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Saquon Barkley, 60 yards on his opening touch.
He touched it, and he took it to the house.
Back goes Daniels. He swings it out. He's got Deami Brown, who comes across the fumbles the football, and I think the Eagles have it. The hit by Cooper DeGene, the fumble recovered by Reed Blankenship. Hurts on first down. Feeds Barkley off to the outside. His second touchdown of the game.
Speed.
Fourth down and 5. I'd rather see them punt even this early with a 2-point lead. Back goes Hurts. Here comes the rush. He lets it fly, and it is caught. A.J. Brown inside the 20-yard line.
How do you like me now?
Ball at the 1. They're pushing. Hurts sneaks. Pushing. He's in. Touchdown. Here is Elliott to kick off. It's a line drive bouncing, and it is fielded by McNichols, who comes across the 20, fumbles the football, and the Eagles have it. Second turnover of the game.
He got slammed and gave up the football.
Hurts is going to throw. He's back. He fires. He completes it. Touchdown!
That's the matchup
AJ
I like.
Brown.
That's the matchup I like.
On first down, Hurts, quarterback draw. He's at the 5. He is in for the touchdown. Jalen Hurts.
I guess his leg's all right.
Back goes Daniels again. He fires.
I think that ball was caught and fumbled.
It is caught and fumbled.
They lost it again.
Caught and fumbled.
And it's the Eagles' ball.
It is. Third turnover of the game. They line up for the tush push. And the Commanders come across the line of scrimmage and belt them. So they'll gain 6 inches.
Yeah, they don't lose anything to Commanders when they do this.
That was Luvu. No Luvu. He's faking. Now there's another flag.
Encroachment. Defense number 93. Washington has been advised that at some point the referee can award a score if this type of behavior on
I've never seen that.
I've never heard that either. He takes the snap. He pushes. He shoves. He's in. Touchdown, Eagles!
They got it in easily.
It is 4th and 11. They have to get to the Eagles' 49. Daniels back. Looking. Here comes the rush. He's running. They've got him. They sack him. Nolan Smith! Got him back at the 25-yard line. Hurts. He gives it to Barkley. Barkley runs wide. Touchdown! His third of the day!
He's special.
Daniels back one more time. He looks. He pumps. He is going deep, and it is almost intercepted. Incomplete. It is intercepted.
It is intercepted.
For the second time in 2 weeks, it is Quinyon Mitchell who comes down with the ball. Gives off to Shipley. Shipley at the 45-50. 45-40. 35-30. 15-10-5. Tackled at the 5-yard line. Will Shipley.
Wow. Now you're just pouring it on.
Hand off. Shipley. Plowing. Ahead. Touchdown. Will Shipley. He joins the fun. And the Eagles not just beat, but annihilate the Washington Commanders 55-23. Attention. Air traffic control. This flock of Eagles is heading to New Orleans.
Well, really well done by the Eagles, by Marilyn, Mike, and Devin on the sideline. And also, I want to shout out Joe Wechter, who put that together for us early this morning. That takes some time. That takes some work to find all the plays and compile them down to a 2 to 3 minute montage. Well done by Wechter. With that said, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time, all right, let's see what people want to say on the Time's Yours line. We got Seth Joyner here with us. Time's Yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
Jalen over Jaden. This team was built for this moment, and in the end, the Commanders did not take command. Third time in the Super Bowl in the last 7 years. Go Birds! Eagles!
Well done, sir.
We're having a birthday party on February 9th. Super Bowl championship. Saquon and Cooper both have birthdays that day, baby. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
I'm just glad Saquon's not... It was good. I'm glad Saquon's not turning 30, because if he could hit a wall that night if you turn 30. But he's turning, 28?
28. Saquon Barkley, Super Bowl, SB, SB. Let's go.
I like it. By the way, Seth shakes his head. Seth, I was joking about it. It's just a joke.
I know. That guy ain't ever hitting a wall.
You realize for the first time ever, the Eagles be playing against two opponents, the Chiefs and the refs.
Yeah. Look, maybe. I hear you, man. It's going to be a major talking point. Major. Major. We'll get into it extensively.
Mahomes gets a lot. Mahomes gets a lot of calls. Jalen does not. It's kind of the opposite side of
that.
The coin.
I agree with that.
Was that a first down yesterday?
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles! Go fast! Saquon, God bless Saquon, let's go!
That's great, man. That's great.
Let's go, Eagles! The Chiefs!
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
We're going to the bowl! I don't want to say it. I love Angelo, but if he retires and we go 2 out of 3 years, he might have been bad luck for 30 years.
You think?
Time's yours.
Well, that's funny.
They kind of won it in 2017 when he was here.
Yeah, exactly.
And with that,
time's yours, we shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
Keep those Time's Yours calls coming. We'll air more and more as we move through the week. I'm sure we have some leftovers that we could have aired today that will probably make it tomorrow. All right, Seth, we got about a minute here left. Final thoughts, either yesterday or looking ahead to the Eagles and Chiefs. What's going through your Eagles' mind?
I just see them winning this Super Bowl. It's Super Bowl 59, which is apropos.
Ooh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Seth Joyner.
Michael Mullins number.
I bring the good juju. That's the first thing.
Yeah, that's Carlos Emmons, 59, too.
Was he 58?
50.
I think Carlos might have been 59 also.
I don't know.
Sure.
I was with Mike Mamula yesterday. So oh, nice. Mike. He's actually a very nice, cool guy.
You know, you got two guys, one on defense, one on offense. His birthday is on Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah, that is cool.
And if you take those two guys and you add their numbers up, they add up to 59. A lot of good juju going
Holy
on, guys.
I love it, man.
It and does so feel like this
and
is
Saquon's going to break Terrell Davis's record that night for most yards in a season.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's going to break it all.
He's only got like 40 left.
He's close.
To break that.
30.
You know, it's crazy.
Something.
You know,
that's a big accomplishment.
Yeah. Sometimes my football mind doesn't allow me to sleep, and I'm watching, you know, a lot of the Kansas City stuff, and I'm, you know, in my mind, I'm devising ways to beat some of the stuff that they do.
Yeah.
Because they do some. You know, Andy does some very innovative things.
He does.
You know, especially on third and fourth down situations. You know, John, where they went, you know, three wides to one side and cut the split down to the guy on the backside, and they ran three picks across.
Wow.
And the other guy ran underneath.
He gets guys open. He does.
By the time he got to the other side, man, there wasn't nobody within 20. Yeah. And I'm looking at him like, you know, you got to know that they're in man coverage, first of all, and then you got to be smart enough on the defensive side of the ball to check the zone also.
You would think.
I love it. Yeah. All right. Love it. Seth, you're good. When I tell you a minute, you give me three. I mean,
I'm sorry.
The man goes overtime. I love him.
When it comes to football, man, I can't stop.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.